This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. There's been more fighting between U.S. forces and Shiite militants near the southern Iraqi city of Najaf. It's the first apparent violation of a truce reached yesterday. The radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr agreed to pull his militiamen out of Najaf, provided U.S. forces withdrew to their bases outside the city. Today's outbreak is one of several violent incidents reported today in Iraq, and we're going now to NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. And Peter, how serious are these clashes?
Well, it's not entirely clear. We have heard reports of explosions and gunfire on the outskirts of Kufa, which is just a few miles from Najaf, and Kufa is considered part of this agreement worked out yesterday between Sadr's representatives and Shiite leaders. Details are sketchy, but we do have reports of a few distinct rounds of gunfire and at least one explosion, and wire service reports of U.S. tanks blocking roads leading into town. Sadr himself appears at a mosque in Kufa every Friday to give a sermon. Now, we shouldn't say necessarily that this marks the demise of the truce. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said yesterday it would take a few days to get Iraqi police and security men into Najaf to keep the peace, and until then there will be some U.S. military patrols. Remember, the Fallujah ceasefire was violated a number of times before things calmed down there.
And that's not the only violence south of Baghdad, is it?
No. There is one stretch of road that is especially bad near the town of Yusufiya and Mahmoudiya. And last night, one of three women on the Iraqi Governing Council, Salama al-Khafaji, was traveling back from Najaf, where she'd been working on this truce agreement, when her convoy was attacked right in that bad stretch of road. She escaped, but at least one bodyguard is dead. Her 18-year-old son is missing. His car was plunged into an irrigation canal by the side of the road. His mother today is saying she fears he may have been kidnapped. And it is, as I said, a very dangerous part of the road.
And is this the same stretch of highway where two Japanese journalists have been killed?
Yes, it is. These two journalists and their translator, freelancers, and a driver were on their way back from a Japanese military base in Samawa when their vehicle was hit, apparently by a rocket-propelled grenade. The driver has identified the charred bodies as those of two freelance Japanese reporters. Officials in Japan said they're still awaiting positive identification. On a more positive note, the three NBC television journalists, correspondent Ned Colt, cameraman Maurice Roper, and soundman Robert Colville, were all released after 3 days in captivity in Fallujah to the west of Baghdad. NBC released a statement saying they're released once their identities as working journalists were established.
But, of course, that's another sign of trouble in Fallujah, where things had been calming down or had been described as calming down.
Well, that's right. Now, we've been hearing almost every day from Brigadier General Mark Kimmett and other officials that there have been no ceasefire violations in Fallujah since May 3rd. And that may be true, but there is a growing pile of anecdotal evidence that this largely Sunni city remains a very dangerous place for Westerners, especially Americans, in the wake of the prisoner abuse scandal. Shiite leaders are complaining that former Saddam officials are finding a safe haven there, and there are reports that Islamic Sharia law is being enforced.
One other item as we kind of survey what's happening in Iraq. This is Friday, which is the day that prisoners are normally released from that prison you mentioned, Abu Ghraib. What happened with that today?
You're right. Three busloads of prisoners left Abu Ghraib, as they have on every Friday in recent weeks. Before they could deposit their prisoners being released, that convoy, too, was attacked by gunmen. There were no immediate reports of casualties, but it seems even prisoner release efforts are now targets.
Okay, that's NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting today from Baghdad. Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.